The Air Force said today it had found the remains of an American pilot killed in Iraq during the first Gulf War. The missing flyer is Captain Scott Spiker. NPR's Allison Keyes has our report.
Spiker was shot down January 17, 1991. He was 33 years old. The Pentagon says his remains were found last month. A Navy spokesman, Commander Cappy Surrett, says Marines stationed in Iraq's Anbar province found the remains after getting information from a local civilian.
He knew of some other colleagues that had seen the plane impact in the desert, and that they had direct knowledge of where Bedouins may have buried the body.
Surrett says bone fragments were found in the past week.
The positive identification was made of comparing Captain Spiker's dental records with the jawbone recovered at the site. So the teeth were a match both visually and radiographically.
DNA tests are also being run on the remains, which will be compared to DNA reference samples provided by his family. Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Gary Roughead, said the discovery of Spiker's remains shows that the Navy will never give up looking for a shipmate, regardless of how long or how difficult that search may be. But there are questions and criticism of the military's handling of the search. Florida Senator Bill Nelson pushed the Navy to keep looking for Spiker.
Well, the lesson here is that we never walk away from a downed pilot. And we did in this case because Captain Spiker was declared dead the next morning in a press conference, and that was incorrect information, and so they didn't go out there to search.
After the initial declaration of Spiker's death, military officials changed his status a number of times to missing in action and later to missing captured. The U.S. and the Red Cross searched the crash site in 1995 and found pieces of the plane, but no remains. And after the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003, more confusion ensued. The initials MSS, which could have stood for Michael Scott Spiker, were found scratched into the walls of an Iraqi prison. Senator Nelson says the family kept hearing rumors that he was alive.
It's sad for them, but at the same time, they're glad that a conclusion can be drawn, because you can imagine the children wondering all these years if their father was alive.
Other critics, like Spiker's high school classmate Nels Jensen, don't believe the military. He points to the 1995 search of the crash site.
Quadrant by quadrant, they went through that whole area, and they never found it. So why now?
Jensen, who was vice president of the group Friends Working to Free Scott Spiker, notes that the military continued promoting Spiker while he was missing. He says what would give him closure would be if forensic evidence proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that the remains are really those of his friend.
What matters is that his life wasn't in vain, that our government will never leave someone behind again.
A family spokeswoman in Jacksonville, Florida, says Spiker's remains will be brought home. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.